I'm visiting with Evan Sinclair. Evan is one of six candidates that put their names on the in for the Republican supervisor race for the primary election. We're going to narrow this list down to two. But Evan, first, thanks for taking time to come and visit with us.
Jim, I'm so very excited to be here. I'm excited to get the opportunity to talk to the folks in Boone County and sort of share my vision for what a good conservative Boone County Board of Supervisors looks like. Good luck to the rest of the candidates, and I'm more than excited to see where this race shakes out.
Let people know a little bit about yourself. Married, three boys?
Married, three boys, a six-year-old, a four-year-old, and a two-year-old. I come from rural Iowa, south central Iowa, just east of I-235 or I-35 north of the Missouri border, and grew up on a family farm down there. Did cow-calf operations up and through about till I was 16, and then from there sold the herd, and my grandfather cash rented the pasture. But I came and I went to college in Indianola at Simpson College and studied economics, and I've spent the last about 10 years doing banking, local finance, working on everything from farm loans to small business loans to even financing municipal development. So just a very good exposure to how our local economy works and even how we need to finance our government projects here in rural Iowa.
So let's talk a little bit about a decision to put your name in for supervisor and going to run for this. What attracted you?
So honestly, I have been very happy with our county board of supervisors. We own a house here in the city of Boone, and then we own a small little acreage just about 5 miles west of Luther. And very, very happy with Boone County, very happy with the tax rates and how the local government has been administered. But lo and behold, my wife comes to me one evening this year and said, there's a retirement on the county board of supervisors. And I said, oh, no.
Okay.
I intend to go out and build in rural Boone County. You know, this is something that's really going to affect me, and I don't know who's going to be on the board. Again, I've been very happy with how Boone County's been managed, and with that news, you don't know how things are going to shake out. There are two positions on the ballot this year. One of the existing supervisors is running for re-election, so two positions, don't necessarily know who's going to get on, and it felt like the right opportunity to put my name in the hat.
So this, for the listeners, again, we're talking the primary, so we're going to have two on the Republican side that will make the move to the general election. There's only one on the Democratic side.
So. Yeah, it looks like the Republicans are guaranteed to pick up at least one this time around on the board.
Going to try to, going for two, again. At
yeah,
this
if,
point.
If we can do a clean sweep, I'd be more than happy. Don't get me wrong, Jim.
So let's talk a little bit about this. You've been from rural Iowa. Mm-hmm. So you've been watching, you know what supervisors have to deal with and everything from water, does it go uphill or downhill? You know, and roads have got to be a biggie.
Oh, of course. I mean, Iowa, I don't know if this is still true. This was true about 10 years ago. Iowa has more secondary market, farm-to-market roads than any other state in the union. I mean, what we do here in Iowa is driven by agriculture. I think $1 in $4 that go into the state coffers is directly attributable to agriculture. So how we handle water, how we handle our farm market roads, and how we handle our local infrastructure and our local tax rate is paramount to the economic activity here in Iowa. And you see that, again, we were talking about this a little bit before the show, irrespective of where you are in Iowa, you have some similar needs. Our farmers still need to get their grains to the co-op so we can get them to market. We still need a low enough tax rate so that we can attract new investment, and we need an active enough county board of supervisors to be able to identify those new opportunities of development here in the county to best serve our populace.
So let's talk again, obviously, what you've seen so far, and I don't know how much you've followed along with what's going on, the road program, what they're doing there, like what you've seen so far, and again, on secondary roads, we do know that the big thing that's been going on is getting some sheds updated.
Yes, and a lot of that is a cost-benefit analysis. Yeah. We had a candidate form, was it last week, I believe, for the Republican Party? And this came up not in context of sheds, but in context of law enforcement funding.
Mm-hmm.
The County Board of Supervisors, I'm not necessarily going in with an agenda to go and fund XYZ project. My number one goal is to be not necessarily an adversary, but a partner, a questioning partner. Because, again, in this law enforcement context that came up in the forum, I want to work with the sheriff. He has a lot of good ideas, but none of us are 100% right. And as we look at these sheds and as we look at these different county infrastructure projects, we have different voices, we have different perspectives that are trying to come in and speak and advocate for dollars. And so to be able to be the independent third-party voice that can analyze a project and appropriate funds prudently, I think is what has provided a lot of good for Boone County over the last, 20, 30 years?
Yeah. It's been pretty progressive, keeping that tax rate down and still trying to get things accomplished.
And it's not just keeping a low tax rate. Yeah. It is also doing things. I mean, the job of the government is to fix the problems of the county, to administer the duties of the county. And so, yes, I want to keep tax rates as low as possible. But at the same time, when we are spending money, when we are spending the citizens' money, I want to make sure that those projects are going to have the most bang for their buck.
I was going to go that. Bang for the buck. Yeah, that's right. We know, the Sheriff's Department, public safety is obviously for one of the responsibilities for the county, and it is actually one of the bigger chunks of our overall budget when you put in communications in the jail and the sheriff's department itself.
Well, and don't forget, we're also providing law enforcement for Ogden, another smaller community. So it's a big part of what we do.
And so that's a big part of the overall budget. But we are taking a look at some new ways to do things. And working at that, obviously communications, that's been a big one. And that's one of the issues where they upgraded the system and found out the old part where they saved money in the beginning. That was right. But now we all of a sudden have a little bit more to cover there.
Well, don't forget, especially when we talk about communications, a lot of this changed, and this was 20 years ago, but a lot of this changed around 9/11 when the United States realized that we could not effectively handle a crisis nationwide. And so part of that was we decided that we need to look at how we do E911 communications and make sure that we are A, standardized across the country, and B, able to relay a message fast enough so we can respond to emergencies. And so I think a lot of this, when we talk about the role of the county supervisor, isn't necessarily being able to identify, I really, really love the 875 megahertz band. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But to be able to take those recommendations from state and federal partners as they're rolling out new guidance, new regulations, and implementing them in a time-appropriate manner. Yeah.
And new technology.
And new, you cannot even predict what the world of tomorrow is going to look like. Sure. I mean, what was it, 12 months ago, we just heard AI for the first time, and now it's almost a daily part of our conversations.
Yes, it is. Let's talk a little bit about economic development, because that's part of your background there, taking a look at that. Growth, reasonable growth, and planned growth, I think, is probably a good way to go ahead with that.
Well, when we talk about planned growth, I think one of the biggest challenges and opportunities that Boone County is honestly facing is the new Daisy plant that's coming here to the city of Boone. I mean, that's, if I remember right, is that supposed to be, 200, 250 jobs added to the local community?
Yep.
And so when we talk about that, we're not just talking about one person for one job. We're talking about three or four or five people for one job. So we're talking about a change in the community population of 1 to 1,500 people. And so, yes, part of that planned growth is going to be an issue. And I look out across Boone County and I see a lot of rural development. Mm-hmm. And this is something that we're planning on doing as well. Again, we talked earlier about I own some land west of Luther and we plan on moving out there. But I think one of the things we can look at as a county is how we do rural land use, how we do rural land development. And this varies by county. I know Dallas County has a 10-acre minimum to build a house. I don't believe we have anything in Boone County. So that's probably something we need to explore as we continue to grow to make sure that if the cities are truly providing the functions mm-hmm. that those dollars are going to our local municipalities.
And then we get back to roads, because people are going to be living, they don't necessarily are all going to be in Boone. They mm-hmm. might be in Ogden and traveling back and forth.
Oh, exactly. So. Yeah. Mind you, there, if we're getting out of county, a lot of that deals with the state funding formula. Mm-hmm. And that has been very volatile over the last 15 years. I know back in 2008, 9, 10, we shifted to time 21 funding formula. Yeah. And then when we raised the gas tax, we went pre-time 21 because we decided that wasn't for us. And it sounds like that may be a topic of conversation in the legislature again.
There we go. For people that want to find out more about you, your campaign, get a chance to visit with you, what's the best way to go about that?
So if you want to look at my campaign announcements, we have a Facebook page, Evan Sinclair for Boone County Supervisor. And if you'd like to get a hold of me, the best email address is Sinclair, S-I-N-C-L-A-I-R, period, Evan, E-V-A-N, at gmail.com.
Easiest way, and good luck in the primary. We're very close.
Coming right up on it, and I'm looking forward to a good competitive Republican race. Thank you so much for having me, Jim.